Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. John Fotopoulos is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of Accounting for the Number Phobic. You need to check out that book, folks. You will thank me later when you buy Accounting for the Number Phobic by Don Fotopoulos. Be sure not to get the Korean version. Unless you're in Korea, unless you're listening in Korea, then you get the Korean version. But if you're listening in the U.S., make sure you get the English version. Don, thanks again for being here. We're talking about pricing. Now, in the last segment, you talked about a lot of different ways to justify your price. But let's talk about let's do the numbers this time. I mean, isn't the Keystone method the best? Isn't that a good way to start? So you start with a 50% margin, and 50% margin means if you buy it for a dollar, you sell it for $2.
So keystoning is basically doubling your cost of goods,
yes,
right, or your cost of sales.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a retail term, keystoning.
It works for a lot of people, for everybody. And then you come down from there. I mean, that's where you start, and you come down from there. Try to get the keystone number. If you can't get the keystone number, you have to come down, fine. But you have to know what your costs are. You've taught us that many times, Don. You got to know what your costs are. And you got to be able to, and you got to know what it takes to not only to deliver the products, you got to know how much it costs to stay in business.
Yes, you do, Jim. Okay, you win the car and the refrigerator behind door number two. Let's understand a couple of things. Let's talk service businesses for a minute because we're in a service economy. Probably 3/4 of the businesses that are out there, maybe more, are service businesses. The problem that I have seen thousands of times is that service providers do not understand, they don't fully load their cost of sales. They have no idea what it costs.
They price based on wages.
What they do.
They price based on wages.
The other thing too is if you don't know your true fully loaded cost, then if you do use keystoning, you're not going to cover your cost because you're underestimating what your costs are.
I agree with you on that.
The construction business is famous for this.
Well, I'll give you an example. If you just quit your job and all your benefits and everything in that job, you were making, say, $30 an hour. Which would be a pretty good job. But if you are going to do those same things for your clients in your own business, you need to be charging $90 an hour to basically make the same kind of living.
To have the same quality of life.
Yes. Almost triple. Because, number one, you're not going to, there's a whole lot of weeks you're not going to be able to bill 40 hours. That's one thing.
Well, that's true. And then you also have fixed overhead. And the other thing, too, is when we work for a large company, we have no idea all the hidden costs because we don't have to bear that. All we do is we look at our paycheck, right? Mm-hmm. But all of those hidden costs like unemployment insurance and disability insurance and all of those things are real expenses to the business. The business feels it. You may not see it, but the business feels it, and you still have to absorb that. But to your point, if you're out on your own, you got to find a reason why people come to you instead of the competition.
Right.
So when you talked about, you know, loading the cart and getting sales, you got to have a reason for existing, and you got to know why people buy from you, why your customers buy from you, particularly your loyal customers. Why do they keep coming back? And you need to articulate that for people that haven't done business with you yet so that you can begin to manage some expectations. This is why you should come to me. This is what I do better and different than the competition. And this is positioning. And it sounds like, oh, you know, positioning is airy-fairy. No. Positioning and what you charge for what you do are directly correlated. if everybody recognizes that when they come, when they hire Jim Blasingame as a speaker or they hire Don Patopoulos as a speaker, they absolutely know that by the time they're done, everybody in the audience is on their feet. And when they leave that auditorium, it changes their lives. There's one thing that they're going to learn that has, is going to change their life. So that doesn't happen every day of the week, right? But if,
right.
if you are that person, that linchpin person, Jim, you're a futurist. Okay, and as far as I'm concerned, your positioning is the fact that you can look into the future. You're not only a trendsetter, but a trend follower, and you can think out where is something going to be 5 years, 10 years from now. And most people can't do that. And that's what you did with the third element. Okay, the third ingredient.
Yeah.
So, what is this? What is your point of difference? And then how do you connect that to a premium price? Because as business owners. You know, especially small business owners, they're only 24 hours in a day.
Don, I gotta wrap it up. Don Patopoulos, ladies and gentlemen, I love hearing you talk about things. Quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.